Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast episode number. Well, we don't have an episode number. It is our year-end review. Yes, it is 2018 end of the year review. We're going to give you our top three moments of the year, on top of which we will also give you guys your top picks of the episodes of the year. This is a little bit shorter. It's a little bit more fun. It shows off our fun side. Brittany and I decided to change it up just a little bit for the format today. So you'll hear me describe what's happening. But until you do, this is kind of an explicitory, I guess, explicit episode. So if you are not prepared for it, I apologize. But on top of that, it is what it is. We are adults in our own home. So we wanted to share with you a little bit about what we kind of like do at home on our free time. So that being said, listen to the episode. It's a fun one. We just had a good time just kind of blasting through these top moments and just enjoying ourselves at the same time. We very much appreciate everyone who's come on the episodes. This year in review has nothing to do with categorizing anyone. This is just kind of our most memorable moments for us. It was fun just to kind of pick a couple of people that we thought were just a fun, life-changing moment. So that being said, this episode is brought to you by FindingArizonaPodcast.com. You can hear all our episodes at Finding Arizona Podcast, and we have a newsletter and blog that is available for you guys to become even more fans. Brittany works very hard on that, on top of which we have a store that you guys can get merchandise from us, shirts, there's a mug, and there's also tote bags, all available at findingarizonapodcast.com/store. And last but not least, patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast, where you'll hear our 50 questions. That's right, Brittany and I did our very own 50 questions, which we are calling Fine Examination, and can only be heard at patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast. It's where you can become a super fan. All the available episodes are there once you sign up. You don't even have to sign up for even an entire month. You just sign up once. And it's just like an automatic thing, and it's just a fun way for us to connect with all of you guys. If you want to become super fans, we make it easy for you guys to reach out to us. Last but not least, happy holidays, happy new year. Go out there, have fun, be careful out there, but overall, just enjoy yourselves this new year. Make goals, set them, achieve them, knock them out, just like we are. And we can't wait to continue our podcast, continue our relationships with everyone, and just really grow and harness this local community. So let's jump into this episode. It is our 2018 year in review. Brittany and I, let's do it. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Finding Arizona podcast. I'm your host, Jose, here with my lovely bride-to-be and also co-host and producer, Miss Brittany Johnson.
Hi, guys. Good evening. Welcome to our end of the year episode.
End of the year episode. We are recapping our top favorite moments. Top three. Favorite
moment.
Oh, and you'll see Caitlyn Jenner if you're watching us on IG Live.
Caitlyn's here. Bo's here. You can barely see him.
Every animal, including our very new adopted daughter. And Brittany, do you want to give a little insight onto our story on how we got this beautiful creature in our home?
Yes, you guys. So originally, Two Cat Studios, we decided to add in a little furry friend. Mm-hmm. We adopted a puppy. She is half Dalmatian, half lab. And her name is Winter. And we call her Winnie. And she's an angel. And she's so sweet.
Yes.
And we're on day three.
Day three. We, some of the first
puppy day three,
were some of the highlights from our puppy day three. We went to take her on a very first walk around the neighborhood, and it was, needless to say, very hard. Well, it was difficult.
It was like walking a cat.
Yeah, exactly. And it's because she doesn't know the area. So it's like, it's hard to like pull her along, and she's just trying to like stay there and not do anything. But that being said, we are very excited to have her in our home, have her a part of the studio, have her part of the gang. So here is the thing that we're going, we already said on IG Live So today's episode is going to be showing off our fun side. This is our year-end wrap-up, and we are going to be doing one shot of vodka and one bong rip for every top moment that we are enjoying and telling you guys about. So, that being said, if you would like to join us or if you would like to even participate, we are going to give our top three moments of 2018 for Finding Arizona podcast. So I'm going to kick it off to Brittany to give us our number three moment, and after which she will be taking her celebratory.
I was doing it before.
Oh, are you doing it before?
Yeah, that way I can really give you my full detail.
Oh,
about
okay.
The episode.
So flip it down the head. We're not going at the end of every moment. We're going at the beginning of every moment.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Don't you want to know about my favorite episode while I'm three shots deep, you guys?
Yeah, exactly.
I know my mom does, and she's listening for sure. She's like, I want to know about your first favorite episode, three shots deep.
So as you're setting yours up, your shot and your... I'm going to just spout off a little things here and there. You guys can always... It's been really fun for us to really sit down and enjoy every story that comes on our episode. We have a cavalcade of people coming in from
cavalcade.
All, that's the word of the day, ladies.
Cavalcade.
Cavalcade. C-A-V-A-C-A-L. Nope.
And he hasn't even had a shot yet.
I know, right? Anywho. We very much, you know, we couldn't do this without all of you guys watching out there. So, and everyone who's been supportive. So we really encourage you guys to just do what your heart desires, as we've been told so repetitive in the conversations that we have. So, Brittany looks like she's all set up for her.
I couldn't do this without Kirkland Vodka Kirkland and Nature's AZ Medicine off of McDowell and the 17. So shout out to them.
That is actually a perfect moment. Yeah.
So, yes.
If you would like to know what we're smoking and
cheers
what we're drinking.
To you guys. Right now we're going to have a just delicious vodka, 6 times distilled. Cheers.
You already have the thing knocked down, really. Oh, nice. Okay. With the chaser. The chaser is brought to you by Finding Arizona Mugs, which you can find at findingarizonapodcast.com/store. That's right. You want a mug? You want to drink and be a super fan? Well, you could get your very own.
Cheers.
Over at findingarizonapodcast.com/store. Yes, we are slinging merch, all kinds of stuff. So join us. Now, time for Brittany's bong rip. And I've encouraged her to really go
purple
for
mayhem.
The purple mayhem, Nature Meds AZ. So I've encouraged her to go straight for the microphone. Congratulations for your very first live bong rip, Brittany. Your mom's watching this. I hope she is. She's taught you well. Yay!
Top three
moment. Numero tres.
Numero tres.
Hit it.
My third favorite is the most recent one we've done, Miss Sage Aubrey. I remember driving.
It's a good one.
And texting, I'm sorry, I apologize, Mom, for just this moment right now. Cover your ears. You can listen to my shots and you can listen to my bong rips. But I was in traffic one day. And I was watching her story. And if you don't watch Sage Aubrey's story, then stop this live video right now. Go follow her. She's hilarious. But I was watching her story, and I've been following her handbags for a while. And I was just like, I had that moment, like Joe was talking about, like, just do it. Just ask them. Just have them come on the podcast. What's the worst that's going to happen is they're going to say no, that they're busy, and you just move on to the next one. So I'm telling you, I did this in the car because – I just quickly wrote it, and it had a bunch of typos in it, and I remember responding like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I should have like pre-read this message before I sent it to you. And she was just like so down to earth. Like the first thing she said was like, yes, anything supporting local businesses, entrepreneurs, if there's a woman involved, like yes, yes, yes. And I was like, oh my God, okay, yes, yes, bring her on. And then the second thing is, when she came on, she was the person who, like, talked about how you fight. you just like triumph. You go through the nose and you push through. And it was just amazing to hear that, like, how I was feeling about asking her coming on the podcast was just like how she was just like wanting no one to feel about anything she was doing. I'm only one shot in. I'm already blabbing.
No, that was a good
Sage
one.
Sage Aubrey. But I have a little cherry on top to add to that, too. I know I told you this yesterday, Joe. I missed the beginning of her episode recording. I was coming from work. But I listened to it later on, like I always do. And I just remember her and Joe just like talking and about like having that strong support. And she was just like, my husband, my rock, I love him. And Joe was just like, I hope Britt's listening. And I hope one day she can say that about me. And absolutely. I mean, you don't have to be my husband for me to say that about you. Like, aww. I love you. You are my rock. You are my support. Absolutely. I listened to that. And of course, I was like, yes, yes. So I want to tell you now. I want to tell you off air. I want to tell you every day.
That's me.
That's my number three. You're my number one.
Yeah. That was a mic dope drop. Number three.
Thanks.
Sage Aubrey for number three. So I guess my turn is next. I will be.
Let me pour for you,
okay,
sir.
Okay. And as she continues pouring, just remember that you can also follow us at social media wise. Finding Arizona Podcast. Very easy for you guys to follow us. We are doing fun things like this. We're going live on Instagram. We're also doing fun things like, what are we doing? We're doing like networking things. I think one of the big things that we did this year was a lot of networking with some local podcasts. I did a lot of podcasting this year.
Oh my gosh. With other people. Shout out to, I don't know if you have them on your list. I don't want to like peek ahead, but like Eric from Tap That.
Yes. Like, Eric for letting us.
We met him. We went to a lot of his events.
Yes.
We went to his live events.
Yes,
we
shout
did
out.
A lot of like breweries. So like, oh, that was so cool. Just meeting Eric.
Yes.
And just having that bond. And when I crashed his live event, just like as a spectator, like I just love things like that. So,
okay. Awesome. I'm going to do my first shot because it's ready for me. And as Brittany packs my first bowl, I want to say cheers, happy 2018 and a solid 2019 coming up.
Cheers.
Ooh. Six time distilled, you said.
Yes, six times.
So why don't you tell everyone one of your favorite podcasts that you got to hear? I think one of my favorite that I got to do was with the Change the World podcast. And I think that was one of my most emotional ones, too.
Oh, like, gosh, I cried on that one for sure.
You want to tell them why? It's just because it was a really great podcast.
It was beautiful. I mean, Catherine from Javelina Co., definitely check her out. She's doing amazing things. They are doing amazing things. It's literally changing the world. It's really hard to talk about changing the world when that's my soundtrack right now in the background.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Hey. We can still medicate and get things done.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we're going to talk about, you know, the amazing companies that we got to have come in during our month of October. But Change the World, Javelina Co. She just gets people on the mic and wants to know what they're doing to change the world. And it was so good to, like, actually have this guy on the other side of the mic and, like, have somebody interview him and hear his story and not just, like, the who, what, where, when, you know, stuff you can catch from, like, our black and white, you know, website. But like, it was beautiful. It's genuinely about him, about growing up, about the business, and all that beautiful stuff. So let's hear about your number three.
Okay, my number three. We do this every year, and it's just because I love getting to see all the faces and see all the people there. It is Phoenix Flea, our Phoenix Flea live episode, and I have to say that every year it gets bigger, it gets more complex, it gets more people, and it's never
fun.
It's never a lack of fun. Like, literally, we could be there all day, and we probably wouldn't get everyone. We could be there. So
I agree.
And, you know, we try and get as many people as we can who actually want to be on the episode. We do get no's, so that's a little like tidbit for those of you listening.
Yeah, it's a good behind the scenes.
Yeah, is that when we go to these live events, not everyone's on board or doesn't want to be interviewed because they are so busy or something's going on or they're just not having a great day. That's okay. We get the no's. But every year I have to have so much fun. I have really
love hanging out there. The weather's always beautiful. People are always nice.
People are always in a good mood. I think it's a really beautiful moment for everyone there to kind of see how many people they can affect in one day, literally, in this little, like, it used to be a little market, but now it's grown to like this massive thing.
I love it.
And so shout out to everyone who lets us interview them, because they are just like fantastic friends and just like know what we are about. And it's not ever easy to explain what we do. And it's just like
elevator pitch.
Elevator pitch it. And it's just for this Phoenix Flea, I couldn't say that we did over 20 interviews, mm-hmm. 20 plus interviews in 3 hours. And we were just like, we were just so amazed by everyone's achievements. So
I loved that.
Was my third favorite. Like, that was literally, even though we had so many people on it, it was like my third favorite moment.
Right? Watch out, Phoenix Fleet 2019.
Yeah.
They're coming for you. Yeah. Big.
Big time. And always upgrading the gear, always upgrading everything. We try and like do something always fun and different. And this year we had, I got a Bob Barker style microphone.
So cool, you guys.
Everyone was just like, what is this?
Go check out the photos from that. You can see his mic. You can see, you know, our best friends. Like, and that's what's cool, you know, about this podcast. It's not just like a one and done. Like, we're genuinely making friends and
absolutely
and establishing relationships. And this time we're like, how was your Thanksgiving? Tell us about your family. So yeah, that's what always makes it fun too.
A lot of families in this networking thing that we're doing. Like, every time someone we meet either gets a new kid or like is starting a family or is like getting married, something always comes up, which is fun.
Monumental.
For us.
I love it.
Okay. Woo. We're just chugging through these. We're gonna do your moment number dose.
Oh, I gotta get prepared for
yes
it.
And I will chit chat to the crowd, our little baby.
Let him know about Winter over here. She just woke up and she's adorable.
So we just adopted a very special rescue from, do you remember the Queen Creek Adoption Agency or shelter?
Cave Creek shelter. Cave Creek.
So she was some, Brittany was very particular on what she wanted as a puppy. And I get that. I've always grown up with dogs. So Brittany wanted to be very specific because she's not been great with dogs. And we had to make sure that it was a certain breed. She is a Dalmatian and a lab. So her mix is so beautiful that gives her the Dalmatian dots. But she has like very, like it's on her skin.
Hi.
And so it's kind of like vitiligo.
Mm-hmm.
And so her name is Winter, but Brittany and I have been so fond of the idea of her having vitiligo. So Brittany likes to think that it represents, what's her name? Winnie?
Winnie Harlow.
From Victoria's Secret Models. Yeah. So we've been calling her Winnie every now and again. It's kind of cool. Like, she's just a very sweet, caring, and loving, very special dog. And we decided to adopt because we felt it was like beautiful. Also,
you have to adopt, don't do anything but
she's been so sweet. She's been great with the cats. Yeah. We have two cats and we wanted
Brittany. They're on both sides of the chair right now. Yeah. And she's sitting here. I know you can't really see on the screen or on the podcast, but I promise it's not fake news over here.
But it's great because you know, we wanted also a kind dog. And it's really interesting how it worked out is when we met the owner, the adoptive mother, who was caretaking for the dog. It was interesting. She was saying that the dog was from Indian reservation, and it was really cool to kind of like think that this dog. I was like, that was the moment where I kind of fell in love with it. It's kind of like a perfect moment for me.
Meant to be. Everything is, you know, you put out in the universe what you get back. So we had been putting this out there and it just all fell into place. So yeah. I love her. She's a little angel. And anyone listening who has any dog tips for a first time dog owner, let me know.
Please let us
favorite
know.
Favorite products or training techniques. I mean,
that's just what we need, training techniques.
So she's day 3 and she's sitting. So we're hoping it's good.
Yes.
All right. Cheers to
Oh, yes.
Cheers to winter.
Cheers to winter.
And
cheers
2019. 2019. And adopting, not shopping.
Yes, adopting and not shopping. So as she takes her drink and she takes her bowl rip, we are reminding everyone that we are doing this responsibly in our own home. We are also very avid protectors on treating your body the way you wanted it to be treated, putting things that you want to be put into your own body. We always encourage education, especially when it comes to marijuana. We always say, you know, do everything responsibly. So we are in our own home. We are, you know, just doing what we're doing, and we're recording, and we're just trying to show our fun, lighthearted side today. And this is kind of what Brittany and I do when we're alone and, you know, kind of just chilling out and having our own kind of funny moments at home.
Relaxing, maxing, all cool.
And so now that you've...
Episode number two. Speaking of being in our home.
Yes.
So we've had some great memories here, but my second favorite memory or favorite episode or favorite 2018 situation actually started very, 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 very early. And it was in February. Mm-hmm. We got up probably at 5 because we had a podcast at 6 and like a photo shoot at like 6:45.
Uh-huh.
And that was with Jen Jenkins, who was awesome. It was like our first like photo shoot-ish kind of thing with the podcast. So it was like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you're like listening, you're probably like a model and you do photo shoots all the time, then like you're not going to relate to us right now. But like we don't do that regularly, even though it looks like we do. So yeah. We're like, you know,
those photos that you see on Instagram, those are very highly dressed up moments where she and I lose my mind doing these because I don't think I look great on any photo.
You look so good, you guys.
I really
tell
don't.
Them how good
I have
looks.
A very, very complex
He's
about my
so
face.
So cute.
And that's why I'm a podcaster. Aww. That's the secret tip to all you people out there.
But we get in front of the camera and, okay, so Jen Jenkins, we did this photo shoot. It was phenomenal. Then we go off to a really cool like wedding event. And on the way to the wedding event, we actually found out that the house that we're in now that we put an offer on the night before, we actually found out that our offer was accepted. And then after the wedding event, we actually did another podcast with Wonderlust Mobile Beauty Boutique, which was really cool. It was in an Airstream.
Oh, that was fun.
And there was a camera crew and I got all dolled up again. So it was really fun. And Jose got to be in his element and see like a... like a separate room from the Airstream. They had like an interview studio.
It was a full studio.
It was full.
So these guys aren't just like a mobile setup. It's one part mobile, one part like home studio. And I have to say that like you said, it was so much fun to like have that many things going on in one day.
It was awesome. So that had to be my number two moment because it was like, we found out we got the house. We like went to a quick little wedding expo thing. Yeah. So we're like planning a wedding, and we had like two phenomenal podcasts. We had like these great photos come out of it. So it's like that whole one big day. Like that was an awesome, awesome number two moment for
yeah.
sure. Yes.
That was, I have to say, like looking back at it, like we saw Tremaine Ranch. We saw friends over at the wedding event
yeah.
that we got to like yeah. have our little moment with. We were like, look, we made the offer, we got, like, it was like we're giddy all day long.
Yeah,
it was a fun moment. Yeah, now that I'm thinking about that
comes
back.
That was only one day.
That was in one day. Holy
started
moly.
Early too,
man.
That was crazy.
All right,
that was
a cool
number
good,
two.
That was a good number two, Brittany.
Number two.
I appreciate that.
Thank
number
you.
Two
cheers to you.
Cheers to you. So this is my number dose drink and bowl rip. So Brittany, as you're packing it, I will leave it off to you to kind of tell people where they can help us at Patreon.
I will tell them what I want to tell them right now because it is more than my corner. It is 50% my episode.
This is true.
No. No. Two things really cool. Yes, Patreon's been awesome. I've really been obsessed with Patreon this year because just over the last month, I've actually discovered a separate podcast that I've subscribed to and like really found a benefit of like being a patron and like what that means and like getting a bang for your buck because I'm all about that vintage buy. But Patreon.com, you go on, you're subscribing and you're getting more content, you're getting more episodes, you're getting what you get what you put in. So we have this thing called the Fine Examination where we do 50 questions and we get to know, you know, quick answers. And for me, I love listening to these because I'm figuring out what's the next books I want to read, what's the thing on Netflix I need to put on my SKU, you know, gifts that I want to think about, affirmations, tips and tricks. It's just like little things that, you know, everyone wants to know about this person. We're actually going in and diving in about it. So yes, for the Patreon, for sure. Obsessed with that. And then the second thing that we've really been into this year was just more the behind the scenes. Like, obviously, this is raw and behind the scenes, and I love it. Joe's been working on the vlog. I know he has, like, a few episodes that he has, like, in production right now, which has been really cool.
Don't apologize. It's very – I've realized how hard it is to actually keep a vlog up to date. I've slowly started to realize.
People watching, listening, they get it. Yes they get it, right? Like, you know, shout out to anybody that does it consistently because it is a hustle. For like, reals.
Like the person that just gave us a thumbs up, Crafty Chica.
Oh, yes. Oh, she's phenomenal.
She was very fun. She gives me inspiration. She gives me love, joy. Same. She gives me like Same. What
cheers
a parent.
To you.
Yeah, cheers to you to like parenthood and everything. She was really incredible.
Okay. So good. But the other thing I was going to say, just to put myself on a little puzzle before we get into your number two, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Is, you know, my blog, that's been really fun too this year, is really working on, you know, my creative outlet.
Yes.
I love writing and I love just like using my voice. And if you like the way that I sound here, this is how I type. I don't like really take out my likes and my and I add in my funny little puns and my jokes. And if you enjoy the Brit humor, then you'll enjoy the blog. They are like, I promise you, 499 words because I'm trying to get that Google Analytics. So it's not going to be like crazy paragraphs. But there's a lot of cool photos on there too. So just want to plug that really quick.
Absolutely.
Catch up on our life. Learn about what we're doing in the house. Learn about what we're doing in the kitchen. Learn about what we're doing on vacations. And then, yeah, we'll be planning a wedding or something like that soon, so you'll
Something
be learning
like
about that.
Sorry, our little puppy is
come here, Wayne.
Quite curious.
Tell us about your number two, Jose.
Okay, my number two, and this was surprising just because of the situation that we were in. It was the Brown Law Group.
I had written that. Oh, sorry. Ooh, there's a cat right
moment
over here.
The Brown Law Group.
I had written that down too. It's a good one.
It was a good one. It was so much fun and so knowledgeable. We got like a moment, kind of a little moment out of it. And it was overall, it was surprisingly like for a guy who has like a commercial out there.
The anti-lawyer lawyer.
He was so down to earth. He was so incredible. And I had such an amazing time like getting to know him. And on top of which, he like helped us out in a little bit of a pickle. Like, we were in a should we tell them? Like, we were trying to get out of our
he
rent.
He just gave us advice. He didn't do any like legal advice.
Yeah.
He was just like, do what you're doing.
He kind of gave us just guidance. But it was just really one of those things that it was crazy. Like he was so incredible and so amazing as an individual. And then his ideas just kind of blew my mind of like where he was going next.
Yeah.
And I just like thought of him as a really cool, out of the box individual. And it was incredible to see. For sure, he is the definition of don't judge a book by its cover.
Absolutely.
And overall, it was just a great experience getting to know him. So that was my number two, just because of the overall what I got out of it and overall what the flow was that day and just kind of his attitude. And
Brown Law Group. They're
so
real.
He's a really cool person. So if you are out in Chandler?
Yes.
Chandler.
Gilbert.
Gilbert. Gilbert. Sorry. Yeah, Gilbert.
Gilbert.
He's the guy.
Downtown Gilbert.
Downtown Gilbert.
Cute over there. Go check it out.
Yeah, and we got to have cute our little moment. Gilbert. We got to have dinner afterwards.
Dinner at Oso, which is delicious. Yes.
Shout out Oso. Mm. Oh my gosh. So yeah.
So good.
So overall, that like night at like evening was just so much
fun.
That
was a good one. I had written that one down too. I crossed that one out. I mean, not like crossed it out, but you know what I mean. I was just like, okay, oh, this one, but this one. I just had so many fun things. We did so many cool things.
Okay. Whew, now it's your.
Do you want to maybe talk about like a stressful situation before I like pour like this third one?
Yeah, I can talk about
like sad moments or bad moments or stressful moments or
that happened this year.
Then you could go back and like do over in a different way or a learning lesson. You know, like just to get like serious for a second before we get into this third shot. Like,
I'll be honest. I'll put my heart on my sleeve right now.
Yeah, put it out there, Joe.
Every time that we go somewhere together, Brittany and I kind of chit chat or we have our little moments where, you know, I definitely get stressed out about this and I want it to be official. I want it to be high end. I want it to be looked at as something significant and purposeful. And I don't want it to come off as cheesy or something that isn't valued as such. So whenever I go into every episode, I kind of, I'll overdo it or I'll stress out a bit much on little things. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll take it overboard on some things. And I usually, because Brittany is the closest person to me and she is the person who is literally helping me out and she's doing all of the back end things, and so we like, I look over to her and she knows the look every time, and I'm just like,
we all have it.
We all have a look.
We all have a look.
And so she knows it, and then when I get worked up, she can see it that I'm worked up, and you know, we definitely have our valleys when it comes to this, and when we're in the car and when we're at home and when we're in bed or conversating with one another, it'll come out. And yes, I do feel bad after we get into it and we talk about it and we stress about it and we know where it's coming from. So I don't regret anything that comes out of it, because every bit of it helps me become a better person and a better individual and your better half.
Oh, you're so sweet for bringing that up. But you know what? Anybody listening, they're going to be relating to this, no matter if they're an entrepreneur or, you know, a corporate, you know, amazing person. You know, you get in these stressful situations and you react versus like understanding people around you and situations and shoulda, woulda, coulda. But you know, that's what life's about. And like the people that love you, that support you the most, they'll get it.
Yeah, definitely. And
they'll
so.
Get it. Sorry.
So even if we have
mic back up in here,
even if we have our moments where we stress or we kind of even get into it with one another, we always come back and we understand that that moment is gone and it's past, and we move forward from it, and we learn from our moments and our mistakes and our, you know, our own attitudes towards situations. So I think every episode kind of builds onto itself and onto our relationship as well, because we're working together in this.
It's huge.
So every bit of it is a learning situation. So as we traverse from episode to episode, we get better and better at, you know, being a couple, actually.
And just quick little, you know, thank you to you guys watching, listening, being a part of the episodes. Like, you don't have to listen to us. You don't have to watch us. You don't have to come on the podcast. But like every person that we meet, every conversation that we have, every listen, every like, every view, it means so much more than you guys know. Like, it's not just the heart, or it's not just the number. It's really like understanding that it's your choice to be a part of what Jose has started and this community that we are all a part of now. And so, like, we just want to thank you for letting us have those raw moments, whether it's this, whether it's, you know, behind the scenes when we're making sure that things look great for you guys, or maybe we're having a malfunction or we're having an issue at an event or whatever it may be. Like, thank you for your patience and the journey and being a part of it. And whether this is your first time listening, your 100th time listening, like, we wouldn't do this if it weren't for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really funny how small of a world this is, because
yes,
as we make our way through, like, people who come on the episodes,
oh, it's, my goodness,
it's like situation.
Hold on,
after...
let me do my shot before we get into number one over here. Hold on, just kidding.
But it's really fun because, so as we make our way through every episode and every person who
cheers
comes...
to number one.
Cheers to number one! As we make our way through every episode, we realize closer and closer how incredible our colleagues have become, and incredible each individuals have mastered their skills, and they are at the top of their game. Just like Lauren McBride, who is joining us on the live.
Congratulations, Lauren!
Baby, we're so excited
for you.
We are, and you are a fantastic individual. So
you're an inspo to everybody.
Happy 2018 to you, and I know 2019 is going to be even better. Boom, boom, boom!
You're awesome.
But yes, our circles.
Cheers to you, Lauren.
Cheers to you. Oh wait, so is it my turn?
Mm-mm.
It's your turn.
I haven't gone yet, but I didn't.
Did you?
I didn't pack my bowl yet. Hold on.
Okay,
sorry.
So you did your shot.
But I will say that number one, I mean, glancing at your notes, I'm sorry, I'm not going to lie. I'm doing shots in. I'm cheating now. Number ones were going to be the same, but my number
really?
One could not be your number one because I knew it was going to be your number one.
Dang,
like,
it.
Duh.
Well, because
but it's a great number one.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we'll get into the listeners' votes here in a second. It's definitely one of the listener votes for sure. But mine, I don't know if this counts. So, like, you need to be my judge, because otherwise your number one is my number one if it's not for this other number one.
Okay.
But hold on, I gotta smoke my bowl, and then we can really get down to the details over here.
Okay. So
suspenseful.
So very suspenseful. For those of you who are just joining us on live, what we're doing here is one smoke and one shot for every moment that we're sharing for 2018. So one bong rip, one shot for each of us.
Brittany's now reached the end. I'm three in. Fire, fire, fire. Heck yes. Saturday is lit. So again, judge, number one favorite moment I'm considering of 2018.
Okay.
This episode hasn't even been released yet.
Okay.
That's how special it is. And I don't know. I mean, it's going to release in 2019, so it's probably going to be my favorite episode in 2019. But we just recorded an episode with an amazing, inspirational fitness guru, Danielle Pacente.
Oh, yeah.
Who has just been one of my personal inspos for a while, just personally. She just has a good brain, a good heart, a great body. She's just everything she does, everything she says, everything she puts out there is good, is great, actually. And we actually, got a chance to go to an event, a Kick Ass and Shine event, where shout out to Joe, the only boy at the event.
What?
Kicking ass.
I was
all
right.
We were sore for like 4 days.
Let's be honest.
So good.
I was all right. I didn't do great.
It was amazing. And then we got to steal her for over an hour after and do like a full episode with her.
Yes.
And then we got to steal her for even more and do a full fine examination, 50 questions for our Patreon episode with Danielle Pacente. And it was phenomenal. Britt got to ask questions. Britt had her own corner in there.
Yes.
Fire, fire, fire. Like, wow. Oh my gosh. I was a little starstruck. She's great. She's amazing. I love her. Love her. Love her. Favorite moment for sure, because it was like fangirl, but she's just to have a real person. Like, you guys are getting this realness right now. Like, we want to show that to you all the time. We hope that you get that all the time. And you get that from a person like Danielle. Like, the biggest pet peeve peeve that I have is like the person you see on the screen is different than the person that you meet in real life. And if you're not getting that same person, you need to unfollow them. You need to unlike them. You need to find like a real person. And that's why she's my number one, is because she's like, she's real for real for real.
That was, I have to say, I've never sweated so much right before an episode, and I've never
so had, good.
It, even though it was really so sweaty, it was really fun to like meet her and chit chat and just like do the whole thing with her.
So Danielle, I'm sorry. Three shots, three rips.
Oh, that
love
was,
you.
That's
you're
intense.
My number one.
You made me look like,
woo!
Ooh, I was. That was a very good number one, I have to say. Solid number Thanks. One choice. Now, will you help me out with mm-hmm. this? And as mm-hmm. I tell the everyone who's listening and watching us, we were taking one shot, one bong rip per moment for 2018.
Per moment.
So I am down to my number one, and so she is helping me by facilitating me both instruments of doom.
Last shot. Pour them up, you guys listening. If you're listening to this later,
please join us.
That's okay. Pause. Grab a beer, pause. Grab a shot, pause. Yes,
exactly.
Mom, I know you're listening, so pause. Grab a shot.
I know she's listening. And I'll make sure she finds this episode.
If you're watching this live, go grab a beer, grab a shot. I don't care if it's kombucha in your freezer.
It can be anything you want.
It could be an Otter Pop. It could be whatever you want.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Cheers with us, you guys, right now. We're doing the last one here.
Okay. And then also, you guys, we not only have these incredible mugs available for you, but we also have some t-shirts. We have tote bags.
Tote bags!
Tote bags! Tote, so I know all of you guys out there want to go green. Please go green with us. Have a Finding Arizona tote bag and go check it out at findingarizonapodcasts.com/store. Yes, and it's still time to choose your favorite episode. Finding Arizona podcast/support to
yes.
go vote for your favorite episode of the year.
I'm so
your
excited.
Favorite moment. We are still waiting for that at the end of this one. So I still have to take my shot.
Cheers, you guys.
And my bong rip. So, Brittany, you're in control of the mic.
You guys got this. Hey, everybody watching. So about the favorite episode, you guys can still go and vote. Your chance to vote, you can look any link on our website, any link on our Instagram, in the bio. You can click any Facebook. The most recent post we have is about the favorite episode. You guys just go, just submit it. Just type it in. Just put whatever you think it is, whoever you thought it was. Your favorite, if they're not even on yet, you want them to be on, and they are your favorite person, go put it, do it. Yes, submit it. So we have our top three tonight. We're going to share with you. We're not going to do three more shots or three more rips. I promise you it'll get a little too cray cray. But if you're watching or if you're listening now, please make sure that you're doing and voting for your favorite episode this year, favorite moment this year. We'll have our top three coming up. But now we've reached the end of our favorite episodes. So recapping for me, my top three so far, I started off with, who was my number three? Sage Aubrey. Duh,
yes.
Sage Aubrey was amazing. Then we had like the Jen Jenkins, Wonderlust, We Got Our House, That Moment Day. And then my top single one moment was the Danielle Pacente, like Kick Ash and Shine / podcast event that we did with her. Joe. Recap top three here, and then we'll drum roll your one.
Okay, episode or top three. Number three was the Phoenix Flea 2018, where we got to chit chat with almost every single person. We did like 20 plus interviews. We met and new people. We met. We talked to some old friends. We got to catch up with people who just had kids. Hint, hint. Citizen HD. And then my number two.
Oh
yeah, little baby Goodson. Shout out to those two. My number two moment mm-hmm. was going over to Brown Law Group and meeting the anti-lawyer lawyer.
Ugh,
oh, he was
ass.
Yeah, he was so nice. He was so incredible and very inspirational. And it was just an incredible moment. So, drum roll, as I finish both my shot and bong rip, drum roll for number one, Mr. Cal Duncan
Aww.
Of the Churchill. Now, okay.
Shout out.
Okay, this is, I have to say, this is one of those things that it is one-sided, because after meeting Kel, I go by most significant change in my life.
Sure.
Is the moment that I went from not knowing Kel to knowing Kel.
Grab your tissues.
And I grab your tissues because this is a bro moment at its broiest. Mm-hmm. So bro moment number one is Kel, and it's was just his attitude towards the whole situation was, dude, let's do it. For someone to develop something so incredible as the Churchill, it was very nice of him to be so open and honest with me about his whole situation at home and at on the big scale of his development.
Mm-hmm.
On top of which, afterwards, I always say that I want to be friends with people that are coming on the episodes, and he took that to its fullest. I mean, Kel opened up his home and opened up his family and opened up an entire life. Like, he was very much the open friendship that was after the episode. We were just really close, and now we're like buddies. They're like best friends. So I see Kel all the time. We chit chat. We talk all the time, and we're just like,
oh,
bro-iest bros.
Love it. Shout out to Kura. Shout out their little baby.
Yes. Congratulations.
So excited for them. 2019 is going to be lit for them because 2018 was lit.
Yeah.
No, they're very sweet. Yeah. No, they definitely have opened up a lot of doors, like you said, opened up a lot of opportunities for just collaborations in life and in work and play and just enjoying and having just good genuine people, like we talked about earlier, the person that you meet off camera, on camera, like they're the same person, and Kel's absolutely definitely that individual. So, and you can see that through the Churchill, so he's definitely number one for sure.
Yes,
love that. Yeah.
And it's also shout out to his partner Hartley. Hartley opened up his business to us, and just incredible individual himself too.
It's so good. Like, so, if you haven't been to the Churchill, then you need to go.
Yes, go
for New Year's.
Go for New Year's. They're doing a New Year's party. That's going to be a fun time, and you might catch one of us.
Maybe.
Depending on my mood.
It's going to be fun. But speaking of Kel, he was definitely one of the top three voters for favorite episodes for listeners voters. So if you haven't voted yet, we have top three going on right now, but we have until the end of the year. So there's still a couple days left. We'll definitely announce that. But if you're listening to this later, then you'll know in the future. But our top three right now, so shout out to Kel, shout out to the Churchill, shout out to Hartley. They definitely made it in the top three as listener's choice.
Yes.
Other two we have yet to talk about. One isn't considered 2018, but it is a listener's choice.
Okay.
It was interesting because I know it was one of your favorites. I don't think it was last year, but I think it was the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Any guesses? Surprising favorite from 2 years ago. You still talk about it as a surprise.
Surprise.
A surprise episode. Like an episode that, like, somebody's like, did you ever think that something was going to be different than the way that it was? You go in and see something and it wasn't.
What's their name? Andrew Voss and his brother. That's the only thing I can
think
of.
Your filter club?
Yeah, my filter club.
Yeah, good job, Joe. Absolutely. So, yeah, your filter club's up there for episode listener's choice.
Oh, cool.
So that's really interesting. Nice. Because not only is it one of the host's favorite episodes.
Yes.
It's also listener's favorite episodes.
Boom, boom, boom,
so
boom, boom, boom.
You got to go in the archives to find that. Dust it off for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm still in charge of that, too.
So maybe that'll put a little hustle in your bustle to get that started.
Yes.
And then the other top three that we have right now is actually another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The Missing Alyssa podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible.
So I love that, because it's actually a kind of current event that's happening, even though it happened now like 19 years ago, 18 years ago almost.
Yeah,
long ago. But Alyssa Turney went missing in Phoenix.
2001?
Yes. Long time ago. And then just more recently, her case has come up. And we did a full episode with the host of a podcast. The podcast is called Missing Alyssa. So Otavia Zapala is, I think, how you say it. I'm 12% Greek, so I'm trying to tap that. but I was very, very moved by her podcast. So listen to it, subscribe to it, love it, like it. It's a really, really good podcast that she has. And then Avi listened to the episode that we did with her, which kind of dives into the back end of not only starting a podcast, but like a crime investigation. You know, you love your some murder mystery. You know, you fall asleep to some investigation discovery at night like we do. So
all of you crime junkies, go listen to that.
Listen to that episode. It's one of the top three right now for us.
Yes, absolutely. And Octavia was very, very, very much a journalist. And it was incredible to meet her, and she was a very serious individual, and I really like I thought of her was it was very unique moment for me to kind of go from my very fun loving side to very more
serious
upright, because we are talking about a serious situation. It is a very true moment, a very we wanted to show appreciation to the family, to her sister, who's still in the search and is still striving to find information about her sister. So we wanted to make that more of that kind of moment for her.
Absolutely.
And so if you want to go listen to that episode and actually find out information, we leave it all available in the episode links.
Absolutely. That's all I got for you.
So we've done it all, right?
I feel like
I think it's the end for us, guys.
Yeah.
I think we hit everything available. So thank
you. Good job, you guys.
Thank you all for listening to this episode. Thank you all for joining us on the live feed. I see you guys.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for watching.
2018.
Yes. Cheers to 2019.
Cheers to 2019. Right here. Boom.
Love you.
Love you. And on that note, we want to say you can find all the available episodes at FindingArizonaPodcast.com. We have everything from a blog to a newsletter that Brittany puts together. She does a wonderful job. All our social media is Finding Arizona Podcast. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Finding Arizona Podcast. Easy for you guys to reach out to us. Last but not least, go check out patreon.com/FindingArizonaPodcast. We have extra content available for all of you who want to become super fans. It is our bonus episode that we call Fine Examination. 50 questions for you to deep dive on these guys who are your favorite episodes or whatnot. You want to learn more about them, what they like, what they don't like, what they find as their spirit animal. I think that was my favorite question. What their least favorite word in the English dictionary is one of them.
I love the book recommendations.
The book recommendations. If you want to know what they're reading, what their favorite things on TV, what their things that are moving them inspirationally, those types of things are available at patreon.com/FindingArizonaPodcast. Every episode with every individual, every podcast, we try and do it with each person. Mm-hmm. And they have fun. I think at the end of it, it's a good thing for them to have experienced that. It's kind of like a palate cleanser.
It's so fun.
Yeah, because we do this long, arduous episode where we deep dive on them, and it's just kind of like a fun ending.
Should we do one for tonight?
Should we?
I feel like we should do one for tonight.
Okay. I have the questions, so if you want to give pause for just one moment, we can do the questions.
I feel like we should. So listeners, if you want to know our fine examinations, you have to go on Patreon.
Okay. All right. But they're watching this live.
We can do it live, but listeners in the future.
Oh, that is very... So if you're watching this, this is only available right now.
This is your treat. You're here, and you can know about us.
Okay.
But if not, you got to go back and listen.
You have to hold the floor. Pause. I have to get the questions.
Okay. It's like right there. I think this is a good little teaser, though. I mean, if you're listening now, you get a bonus. If you're listening later, you're going to just have to go on patreon.com/FindingArizonaPodcast. You can listen to every episode. What's cool is you get every backlog episode. That's my favorite thing about Patreon is you just go on and you subscribe. So you pay like the, you know, $4.99 for the 1 month, every month. But you get the backlog episodes, every one that's already happened. So you can just start binging. Like, it's crazy. Like, obviously, you're going to do this to this one. I have one that I've been doing for like the last week and a half. But it's crazy. You get all of them. Why wouldn't you want that for $5? You know you got $4.99 from Santa or something laying around. So go on Patreon, subscribe, like, you're going to love it. We're going to do some 50 bonus questions. It's going to be really fun tonight.